Hello, everyone. I'm Melissa Valgo, and welcome to my first ever podcast. As I'm a recent college transfer, I thought I would take this opportunity for my first podcast to discuss my transfer experience and any advice I would have for current or future students who have thought about transferring. To start you with a little background about me, I'm a born and raised Vermonter who has lived in South Burlington, Vermont my entire life. So last year, as an incoming freshman, I embarked on an 8-hour drive down to Newark, Delaware to attend the University of Delaware. There, I was super excited when I was on my way down, but I was also nervous, prepared, and simultaneously I was sad somehow. It was a weird mix of emotions, but I think that's usual for most incoming freshmen. And my first handful of weeks there went super smoothly, beyond like the normal stresses of an incoming freshman. I didn't have any problem with the school or anyone there. I loved my roommate. Everything was great. And then a couple weeks in, some drama started to happen with a boy back home, and I found myself doing some more deeper thinking about what I wanted to do with my life. At the moment, I was a pre-med major in biology. But when things started to get tough with like things back home, I started to think more like I didn't want to do that and maybe I wanted to be a teacher. So I called up my advisor and I met with him, and he wasn't very helpful at all. He only spent like 10 minutes with me. I felt super disappointed when I left by how helpful he was. And so I decided to talk to my mom, and I called her up and told her what I was thinking, and we talked about it. So I changed my med to a secondary ed. But I didn't tell anyone other than my mom that I had started to think about changing my major or transferring or anything, because at that point I had begun thinking of transferring. So I finished the first semester off. It wasn't like I did great grade-wise, so it had no reason to dislike the school that way. But I felt like I was living a boring life. I was doing the same few things every day, and I didn't really like that. And I knew that something was right, and I didn't realize how much I didn't like it there until I was back home on Christmas break, and I was like loving being back in Vermont. Like, I didn't realize how much I had missed Vermont. So I like was thinking about it when I was home, and it was like Christmas passed. I had a great time. And then in Delaware, I wasn't supposed to go back until February, and everyone was about to leave for school for most of my friends. And it was like mid-January, and I realized I could not go back to Delaware. So I told my mom, and quickly I transferred to UVM, and I started some classes. I took one class at UVM second semester freshman year, and I took two at CCV just to not fall behind because I had decided too late. So as you can tell through my story, it's kind of rambling and long, and there's many, many different things that went into deciding to transfer. That's the whole point that I'm trying to get at, is there's never like, or at least for me, there wasn't one reason. My roommate here this year at UVM, she also is a transfer, and so is my friend down the hall. And they both have very different reasons for me as why to transfer. So if you're thinking about transferring, just know that, like, just if it doesn't match my story or other stories you've heard, that still could be a valid reason to transfer. When I finished applying to UVM and gotten in, I began meeting with the advisors from within my college here at the Education and Social Services, and found them to be incredibly helpful. Everyone I talked to was super easygoing and willing to sit down with me and spend the time with me to go over what classes I needed to take. And this was only during the second semester last year. So I was super encouraged by the advising I was getting and believed that transferring was already the right move before even moving on to campus here, because I still had the whole nother half the second semester and summer to wait. And I was already familiar with the area I had grown, because I had grown up here, and my biggest fear was being too close to home. But now that we're 10 weeks into my first semester here at the University of Vermont, I can say the distance isn't that horrible, and I have a large amount of control over how much or how little I see my parents. And I can also have control over how little or how much I make the 10-minute drive home to see my cat in the middle of the day. So don't tell my parents. But now that you know my story, I want to pull from it any advice that I could give to future or current students who are considering transferring. First, I would just say, for some advice, take some time to think about it. It took me a long time to figure it out. I was probably thinking about it for like 3 or 4 months before I even ended up transferring. I also made a very last minute decision initially, and that's just the type of decision maker I am. So I would say know what type of decision maker you are. If you need to make impromptu decisions, go for it. But I'd definitely make last-minute ones. Like, for example, when I chose to go to University of Delaware initially as a senior in high school, I chose on May 1st at 10 p.m., just two hours before the deadline. But once you know for sure you want to transfer and why, I would also say, secondly, that you should make a list of reasons of what you disliked about the school you were at, so you can make sure that the new school that you're going to has qualities that are different from what you disliked so much in your old school. Just that way, so you're ensuring you're not just transferring to a school that's just like what you were at. If you're going to do it, you might as well do it right the second time, because you couldn't get it right the first time, which is totally fine. I messed that one up too. And then lastly, I would say just don't worry about it too much. After having gone through the whole process, there's some hoops to jump through. There's a lot of different forms you have to sign to get out of your old school. But in the end, you can manage to choose a new school that is a better fit for you. And it is totally all worth it. Like, it's a lot of work, and sometimes it's a lot of like emotional stress. But if you can find the right new school, it's definitely worth the transfer. That's all for today's podcast. Thank you for listening.